Here is your KLM News for this Saturday morning. State officials say that there are now 17 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Iowa. The latest case confirmed Friday in a Harrison County resident is linked to travel. Governor Kim Reynolds says that since all 17 cases are connected to travel and there's no evidence that the new coronavirus is spreading within Iowa communities, she is not recommending that schools close or large events be canceled.
If you're sick, stay home. If you're a vulnerable population with underlying conditions, don't go to large crowds, don't go to big events. You know, we want to keep business open and we want to make sure that we're protecting the health and well-being of Iowans, but we also want to make sure that we're doing what we can to be responsive and mitigate our approach, and that we're keeping business and normal activity going as much as possible.
Reynolds says that the goal is to avoid a spike in coronavirus cases that would lead to the crash of the state's health care system. Ordering schools, government, and event closings too early means that there will still be a peak, but it will happen later, she says.
So we need to base it on data. We need to be prepared to take action once we hit that the community spread or the triggers that would identify that.
The governors of South Dakota, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Louisiana have ordered schools closed, an action governors in a half dozen other states have already taken. Iowa's governor says that closing schools too soon can have a negative ripple effect on families and communities.
It's an evolving situation, and it changes sometimes by the hour and by the day, and so we're trying to be consistent in the data that we're collecting so we make responsible, reasonable decisions to really mitigate the spread and contain it as much as we can.
Agencies in Iowa state government are holding board and commission meetings by telephone, and Reynolds has ordered all non-essential state employee travel to be canceled. Reynolds says that many Iowa schools will be on spring breaks next week. She urged Iowans who plan to travel to be safe and be responsible and check on the prevalence of COVID-19 in the areas that they're visiting and self-isolate if necessary upon on their return to Iowa. The state hygienic lab now has 850 kits available to test Iowans who have symptoms of the viral infection. 43 people are feeling disappointed after the decision was made to cancel the Galen Catholic Mission Honduras tour. Carolyn Bickford, the coordinator for Mission Honduras program, says that they were hoping to still be able to go to the Central American nation. That was until it was unveiled that a couple of cases of COVID-19 were detected in Honduras. Bickford says that the group was scheduled to leave next week on Tuesday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
We had been watching it. We had met Monday night, and we had felt that it's probably, even though students could possibly get sick, that it looked like they'd get a mild form, and there hadn't been any reported confirmed cases in Honduras, so we weren't super concerned. We were ready to, you know, wipe down things on the airplane. We had all kinds of wipes, and we had lots of hand sanitizer. We were just going to try to be ultra careful. And then after Monday, and then things started then when I got the phone call that from MARTA, our contact in Honduras, that they had two confirmed cases in Honduras. And it just seemed like everything was getting even more, everybody more worried and concerned. I just didn't feel anymore that it was worth the risk.
Bickford says that there is some hope that the Mission Honduras trip may be able to take place sometime during this summer.
We're saying we called it off at this time. We are. In fact, that was one of the emails. I just got done on the computer with an email to our travel agent who is looking at the possible options for the summer. So we are still trying to hold this mission trip, if at all possible.
The Mission Honduras coordinator says that this year's group of 43 people scheduled to go was the largest group ever assembled for the annual mission tour. She says that if the group is able to travel this summer, it still may prove to be a difficult challenge to coordinate the schedules.
Of course, everything at school and all our activities are kind of scheduled around the mission trip. We plug it into the best time for everybody. But now, you know, going into the summer, we know there's ball seasons, we know there's family vacations, we know there's college visits, you know, orientations, and we just know that it's not going to work for some of them, but we're going to try to do it at a time when most can get on. The concern is, do we try it right away in the summer before things get, you know, really, really busy for them and risk having to call it again in case things aren't cleared up? Do we go late in the summer where more can go? But You know, we don't know if there will be any tickets available, but it's one of those things we just have to try to work on.
Bickford says that she knows that there will be some participants due to scheduling conflicts that will not have the opportunity to travel to Honduras. This is the second time a planned trip to Honduras needed to be changed. A few years ago, the Honduras mission trip was needing to be scrubbed for a service outreach program that was instead held in the state of Mississippi. Plymouth County Republicans will convene for their county convention on Saturday. The political party convention will be held at the basement of the American Bank of Lamar starting at 1 p.m. Carl Stodden is the chairman of the Plymouth County Republican Party. He says the county convention is the start of the political process.
This is where you get to see the nuts and bolts of government start working, you know, at the very bottom level.
Stodden says that at the county political party convention, delegates will be selected as well as the initial work for the party's planks and platform.
At a convention, we bring everybody in from all the precincts around the county, and our delegates to convention were elected at caucus. And now we're going to establish the platform for the county and the platform planks that we'd like to see go forward to districts and then state. The other thing that we do for this is elect our representatives to district and state convention.
Stodden says that he believes that the delegates will follow the traditional Republican Party positions during the county convention.
Well, right now, our platform planks are pretty much standard Republican planks. There's nothing that's been proposed, at least as of yet, that's way outside of what we would normally see. We have resolutions for supporting pro-life platforms. We have resolutions supporting America First and putting manufacturing and doing things to support bringing economic development back to the U.S. and border security, Second Amendment. Nothing has been proposed so far that's, you know, outside of our norm anyways.
Plymouth County is eligible to have up to 18 delegates to go on to the district political party convention. Stodden explains how Plymouth County arrives at having those 18 delegates.
This year we have 18 delegates that will be going forward to district anyways, but they've reduced the overall number for the state. Usually we've had a little bit more, but we're still proportional to what we'd have in the past. It's based on number of registered Republicans and the number of votes that were cast for the governor.
The Iowa Congressional District number 4 currently has 5 Republicans seeking the office, and Stodden expects either the candidates themselves or an official from the candidate's campaign will be on hand to garner support from Plymouth County Republican delegates. While the Republicans will hold their county conventions today, the Iowa Democratic Party has canceled their county conventions, which were scheduled for the following Saturday next week on March 21st. That is a look at your news for this Saturday morning.